Yeah, now I can hear that the recording has started. So, Savitri Mataji, you can start the class now. Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Preeti Vilasini. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 20. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sri Sanatan Goswami. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Papanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. We are starting from the verse number 157. Jnano Yogo Bhukti Tin Sadhunero Vashe Brahmo Atma Bhagavan Trivido Prakashe There are three kinds of spiritual processes for understanding the Absolute Truth. The processes of speculative knowledge, mystic yoga, and bhakti yoga. According to these three processes, the Absolute Truth is manifested as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enlightening Srila Sanatan Goswami about the science of Absolute Truth. From Adi Leela, we've been hearing the same explanations given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave the same science to the Mayavadi Sannyasis of Benares and also Sarvabhum Bhattacharya and also now everywhere. Later parts also we'll see here. Actually, without understanding the science of Absolute Truth, we would not be able to perform pure bhakti or prema bhakti, pure loving devotional service. In order to achieve the perfection in our devotional life, we have to hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about that science of Absolute Truth. Okay, we've been hearing. Then what to do with this knowledge? Yes, we have to apply this knowledge. Otherwise, what's the benefit of having this knowledge? Haribol, I'm hearing some noise or sound. So, now in this particular verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking about the Absolute Truth, who is manifested as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. From the very beginning of CC, we've been hearing that. All right. I hear. What to do? We have to derive full benefit of this knowledge. or apply in our life. Shri Krishna can be understood as Brahman through the jnana, speculative knowledge. And further, as Paramatma can be realized through mystic yoga. And finally, through bhakti yoga, we understand fully as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So, devotee's mind is completely concentrated or focused on the person Krishna. As soon as we say Krishna, immediately or simultaneously, the other two features of Krishna, Brahman and Paramatma, would be also there simultaneously in our consciousness. Brahman means, here, Srila Prabhupada says, impersonal Brahman or impersonal Brahma Jyoti or Krishna's existence everywhere. Total existence, the transcendence, is known as also Brahman. Spiritual existence, also known as Brahman. Krishna means, Krishna is this total existence, spiritual existence, transcendental existence, Brahman realization. Paramatma, localized Paramatma. Localized manifestation of Krishna is known as Paramatma, who is present in every atom and also in each living being's heart. And finally, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, the seeker or the person who is interested to progress in spiritual life, first he comes to the realization of Brahman, then progressively he understands Paramatma, then finally Bhagavan. But for devotees, us, we first heard about Krishna. So our progressive knowledge goes from Krishna to Paramatma and Bhagavan. He is not alone. He is also localized personality within the heart and as Brahman everywhere for spiritual existence or impersonal Brahma Jyoti or impersonal aspect of Krishna. So how to derive the benefit? Means as soon as we remember Krishna as Paramatma, we achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. Because we achieve the association of Krishna. Krishna is also everywhere. We again achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says we have to be Krishna-ized all the time. Realizing fully Krishna's existence everywhere. And it is possible to be in touch with Krishna constantly because he is everywhere. He is within, outside. So, we have to become Krishna-ized in order to achieve pure loving devotional service to Krishna. And these three realizations become very easy when we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. What is the actual instruction or primary instruction? Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra inoffensively. Inoffensively means not to commit any offenses while chanting. Pure chanting means Krishna. Pure chanting is Krishna. How to practice pure chanting? When we accept holy name is Krishna. Varana Dasha. As soon as we accept holy name of Krishna or holy names of Krishna as in the Maha Mantra, we are able to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra inoffensively, pure. Pure chanting gives us Krishna, means Krishna Prema, immediately. So we have to remain always absorbed in Krishna consciousness, means Brahman consciousness, Paramatma consciousness, Bhagavan consciousness all together. And it is total understanding is known as full Krishna consciousness. We should not avoid to accept full Krishna consciousness. If we remain partial Krishna conscious, then our perfection of life will be very, very far. We have to accept full Krishna consciousness, realizing Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, and derive full benefit. Now, next verse, 158. Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmiti bhagavaniti shabdyate. Vadanti, they say, tat that, tatva vidah, learned souls, tatvam, the absolute truth, yat which jnanam, knowledge, advayam, non-dual, Brahma, Brahman, iti das, Paramatma, Paramatma, iti das, Bhagavan, Bhagavan, iti das, Shabdate, is known. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. For an explanation, see also Adi Lila chapter 2, verse 11. Those who are interested in the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can attain that goal by speculative knowledge. Those who are interested in practicing mystic yoga can attain the localized aspect of Paramatma. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ishwaraha Sarvabhutanam Hiddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated within the heart as Paramatma. He witnesses the activities of the living entities and gives them permission to act. So this verse we've been hearing many, many times from the very beginning of the Adi Lila up to this point. The actual understanding is that we have to realize this point. Just as a information, no, we have to implement. Only information is not enough. Implementation is required. Paramatma feature, Krishna, Bahir Antascha Bhutanam, Charam, Acharam Charam Evacha, is present internally and externally everywhere. So, it is not difficult to be in touch with Krishna. Pure devotees are always in touch with Krishna because he is everywhere. And it's fact. It's the reality. When we are always connected with Krishna, there will be no lamentation, no hankering. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, we become very much happy. Na shochati na kangshati. And we'll be able to perform pure bhakti, param, means para bhakti. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kangshati. Samah sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti. Lavate Param. This is Brahma Bhuta platform. Or when one is situated in transcendence or a learned transcendentalist. How can we become learned transcendentalists? As soon as we realize, I'm not this body, I'm the spirit soul. I'm Brahman. Because Krishna is Parabrahma. I'm automatically Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. I'm not material body. See, within this material body, there's the subtle body. All over the body, subtle body is there. And within the subtle body or beneath the subtle body, there is the spiritual body. That spiritual body is known as Brahman. See, my hand, If you see the hand, if I see my hand, this is material hand. Within the material hand, there is a subtle material hand, that is, subtle body. And beneath that, or within that, is my spiritual hand is also there. Spiritual body is there. The material body is situated within the spiritual body, or on the spiritual body, I must say. This material body is situated on the spiritual body. When the spiritual body leaves, the material body doesn't work. My body is moving, I'm able to speak, I'm able to see, I'm able to hear, I'm able to act. Why? Because of the spiritual body. It is the foundation of the material body. The whole cosmos is also material body. And the whole cosmos is situated on the spiritual body of Krishna. In this way, we can remain absorbed in the transcendence. And we come to the level of being a transcendentalist. Then we understand the absolute truth. Advaya jnanam. We would not discriminate. Oh, Krishna and Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes are all different. Materially, just like materially, we understand different. They are not same. So Advaya jnanam is very important for us. To come to the pure platform to offer our pure love for Krishna. This is not at all material love, you know. Pure love for Krishna is totally different, transcendental love. And transcendental body is always in the service of Lord in pure devotional service. Because the devotee is now aware of the presence of the transcendental body within this material body. So Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, together the transcendentalist call as non-dual substance, absolute truth. Simultaneously, a pure devotee is aware, spontaneously conscious of Krishna as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And he derives full benefit of Krishna's association. In other words, in Srila Prabhupada's language, we must remain Krishna-ized. And the famous example is, when you put an iron rod into the fire, it becomes gradually fire, Krishna-ized. So that is our goal. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this knowledge again and again and again and again. We have to derive full benefit of this knowledge. Come very quickly on the platform of transcendence. Spiritual life. Original spiritual life. So that is the point we are hearing. I must derive full benefit of Krishna's association. It is possible to be in touch with Krishna constantly. Because Krishna is everywhere, within and outside. Now, again, 159, same point coming up. Brahma, Anga Kantita, Nirvishesh Prakashe, Surya Jana Charmachokhe, Jyotirmayo Bhashe. The manifestation of the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is without variety, is the rays of Krishna's bodily effulgence. It is exactly like the sun. When the sun is seen by our ordinary eyes, it simply appears to consist of effulgence. Again, impersonal Brahman or Brahma Jyoti, that is effulgence or Jyoti, Angukanti, the bodily rays. Transcendentally also same Krishna. So everything about Krishna is Krishna. So a pure transcendentalist always in contact with Krishna because of his pure consciousness, pure knowledge, Advaita Jnanam. It's not that we can separate, okay, this part is Brahman, let it separate now, okay, and this part is Paramatma, separate, and this part is Krishna. No. Krishna, all together is Krishna. We heard the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna ra swarup ar shakti trayo gyan. Jar hai tar noy Krishna te agyan. Krishna swarup is very deep. Knowledge of Krishna is not so easy to understand or easy to perceive. Is very deep. Krishna is a person as well as Krishna is everything. Especially the Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So whoever realizes two things together, is Krishna Swarup and his three principal potencies or energy. Jar hoy tar nahi Krishna te agyan. He never remains ignorant about Krishna Tattva. Jive Sharupak Krishna Dash Obhiman Dehe Atma Buddhi Achadito Shei Gyan. We heard those things. That Jiva's Swarupa, our original identity, is Krishna Das Abhiman, conception of that, the I am servant of Krishna. But that pure knowledge is now covered by the ignorance. And what is that? That I am the body. This conception has covered the true knowledge. That's why we have to have the pure knowledge of absolute truth. And we are receiving this from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Directly, he is giving us the knowledge of absolute truth. We must take full advantage of that knowledge and thus come to the platform of pure transcendence. So, effulgence also nonetheless, Krishna, but without variety. So impersonal aspect of Krishna means without variety, and Krishna means full variety. Everything is Krishna, means everything is nothing but varieties of Krishna. All are products of Krishna. Sun ray is a product of sun. Similarly, everything, the material world, spiritual world, everything, are nothing but, everything is nothing but Krishna's product of Krishna, Krishna's energies. When we become aware of that fact, immediately we see Krishna everywhere. And that is the platform of love, transcendental love. Without having that love, this pure understanding, we cannot see Krishna. And that point Krishna said already in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, right? Yo mam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasya aham na pranashyami sa cha me na pranashyati. Artificially we cannot achieve that. The translation is, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Srila Prabhupada says in this verse that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee who has that realization. He says, Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna, a position transcendental even to material liberation. At this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, a devotee becomes one with Krishna, in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee, and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. So this stage, that seeing Krishna everywhere, and seeing everything in Krishna, happens when we have perfect understanding or realization of the absolute truth. Sabor jungum dekhe na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hoy tar ishtadeva spurti. He sees all the forms, but he doesn't see the external forms. He sees Krishna, because everything is coming from Krishna. Everything is energy of Krishna. 160. Yasya prabha prabhavata jagadanda koti koti shvasesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yasya, of whom, prabha, the effulgence, prabhavata, of one who excels in power, jagad anda, of universes, koti koti shu, in millions of millions, ashesha, unlimited, vasudha adi, with planets and other manifestations, vibhuti, with opulences, bhinnam, becoming variegated, thought that brahma, brahman, nishkalam, without parts, anantam, unlimited, ashesha, bhutam, being complete, govindam, Lord Govinda Adi Purusham, the original person, tam, him, aham, I, bhajami, worship. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. This verse is quoted from Brahma Samhita 5.40. For an explanation, refer to Adilila chapter 2, verse 14. So here we have to understand the Achintya Vedavet Tattva. Krishna is everything, but everything is not Krishna at the same time. Krishna is Krishna. He is aloof from everything because he is able to maintain his form as Krishna. Only a realized soul can understand this point. He sees Krishna everywhere. So Krishna is never absent from his view. He loves Krishna. And everything is in connection with Krishna is being perceived by that person. Nothing is unconnected from Krishna. Prabhupada gave us the example that the complete unit of tree means the trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, fruits, together is a tree. Similarly, complete unit of Krishna means Krishna and his energies together, his incarnations, his expansions, all together is Krishna. This is Krishna Tattva, Brahmiti, Paramatmiti, Bhagavan iti shabdate. Krishna's existence is everywhere. We are existing within Krishna. It's exactly like a fish within the ocean. A fish is always in touch with the water. If the fish thinks, where is water? That is the ignorance of the fish. Similarly, a pure devotee can perceive and see Krishna everywhere, exactly like we are within the ocean of existence of Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. We are enveloped by Krishna. We are within the Brahma Jyoti also. All the creation is situated in the Brahma Jyoti ultimately. Just like within this material world, all the planets are situated within the sun rays or sun light. And what is the sunlight? It's the reflection of the Brahma Jyoti, the glowing effulgence. Sri Govinda the primeval Lord who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman. Govinda is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets. He is Brahma Jyoti. Within this Brahma Jyoti, countless planets are there. Brahma Jyoti is sustaining all the existence of all the planets. Vasudha, the planets. Vibhuti Bhinnam, they are all appearances of Krishna, Krishna's power. Vibhuti, immediately pure devotee perceives Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness, full Krishna consciousness. So mind would not be deviated from Krishna. It is not possible even for the pure devotee to forget Krishna for a moment, because he is situated in that transcendental knowledge. He is absorbed. He is totally Krishnaized. That platform is known as pure bhakti or prema bhakti. He is able to perform constant, pure loving devotional service to Krishna constantly. Because the pure devotee realizes that I am not alone. He is not alone. He is never alone. He is always accompanied by Krishna, internally, externally. And fully centered, he is fully centered to Krishna. Now the relationship is fully established. How? The Krishna is my Lord and Master, and I am always accompanied by Master. Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasapalon. One of the items of surrender, having full faith. The Krishna is with me, he is my Lord and Master, and he will always maintain me, protect me. He is protecting me, he is maintaining me. Full faith in Krishna develops, means full relationship also develops. And once the relationship is established, then constant loving service is possible. And pure service is possible. Mind is totally concentrated on Krishna. In order to awaken our pure love for Krishna, this is absolutely required. It is important to focus our mind on Krishna all the time. Krishna means, again, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Together is Krishna. So that is the point. And all the planets with their different opulences in millions of universes are existing on the basis of Brahma Jyoti. Now going to the next 161, Paramatma Jehote Ho Krishniro Ekongsho, Atmar Atma Hoy Krishna Sarva Avatangsho. The Paramatma, the super soul feature, is the partial, a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the original source of all living entities. It is also Krishna, who is the original source of Paramatma. So Paramatma feature, we are hearing here that as partial manifestation of Krishna. This partial manifestation, aka angsho, is not materially conceived. Plenary portion means complete Krishna. Still portion means coming from Krishna. Krishna said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Or he is simultaneously as Bhagavan and Paramatma and Brahman. The enlightened soul can realize this point, because he realizes Paramatma or Krishna is always within me, within everyone's heart. Is able to see Krishna everywhere, in everyone's heart, as Paramatma feature. And that is required to achieve perfection of life. Vidya vinaya sampanye brahmane gavihastini. Shunichaiva shvapakecha pandita samadarshina. The pandita, by virtue of their knowledge and realization, knowledge means actually realization. Vijnanam, practical realization, is known as Vijnanam. They can see Paramatma equally in every living being's heart. They are totally conscious of Paramatma's presence or Krishna's presence. Here we are hearing Paramatma feature is partial plenary. We should not think that that Paramatma is less than Krishna. We understand Kshirodukashai Vishnu enters in everyone's heart and in every atom. And Kshirodukashai Vishnu is the is Krishna himself. Avatara. Krishna is the original candle or original Vishnu. And Kshirodukashai Vishnu is the incarnation of Krishna. Krishna has entered in every atom. That's why everything is existing. Otherwise, nothing would exist. The existence is Krishna. Total existence is Krishna. Without Krishna, nothing can exist. So without Kshirodukashai Vishnu's entrance in the heart, nothing would exist. But this is plenary portion, same Krishna. For devotee, pure devotee, Paramatma is not something else, even not Kshirodukashai Vishnu. Paramatma is Krishna himself. Kshirodukashai Vishnu is Paramatma feature of all living entities, or who is the inner controller of a living entity. Kshirodukashai Vishnu, or inner monitor or inner controller, is known as Paramatma, or Kshirodukashai Vishnu, is witnessing all the activities of the conditioned soul. And he is giving us the memory or facility, he is giving us the facilities to act. Mainly he is acting as a witness, because Paramatma feature of Krishna, which is known as Kshirodukashai Vishnu, is present in animals' hearts also, insects' hearts, aquatics, plants, human. But when a devotee comes in contact of the devotional service for Krishna, his Krishna consciousness gradually awakens. He realizes the Paramatma feature of Krishna is another feature of Krishna. So Krishna then is established in the heart. Actually, absolute truth is manifest in five ways. One way, one is Archa Vigraha. Another is Paramatma feature. Another is Vaibhav. Then Vyuha. Then Paratattva. Archa Vigraha is also Krishna. One feature of absolute truth. In other words, absolute truth manifests himself as Archa Vigraha, the deity form of Krishna, Paramatma feature. And Vaibhav, avataras are known as Vaibhav feature of Krishna. Then Vyuha, his expansions. And then Krishna, Paratattva. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially in Adi Lila, early chapters, we heard about in detail how from Krishna, first expansion takes place with Balram. From Balram, the Chaturbhuha expansions come. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna. So if pure devotee is aware of everything, then gradually the Paramatma feature enters, the Paramatma enters in every living being's heart. Kshirodukashai Vishnu. And also Archa Vigraha. For a transcendentalist, he is Krishna himself, Swayam Bhagavan. And that is reality. And the transcendentalist can derive full benefit of Krishna's association as Archa Vigraha. Prabhupada says, same potency, not less than Krishna. Archa Vigraha, it depends on our realization. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, Yoga Maya Samabhrita. I do not manifest, I do not reveal everything to everyone. If we want the realization, we get the realization. It is as simple as possible. It is as simple as that. Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture actually. Why we cannot have this realization? Answer is because we don't want. If we want the realization, we get the realization. Very important sentence he said actually. That means, are we serious about that, to get the realization? If I am serious about the realization, if I want to achieve the full perfection within this lifetime, then I have to take full shelter of Panchatattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within my heart, core of my heart, and follow his all instructions, accept everything as true. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Panchatattva, we will have the realization. Archa Vigraha is not less than Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, just like an expert electrician can derive electricity from any place from the house, he knows where from to get the electricity. He makes a plug point and derives the full benefit. Similarly, a pure devotee knows these intricacies of absolute truth. So, again, Krishna is the original source of all living entities, and Krishna is the original source of Paramatma. He expanded himself as Paramatma. We are also his expansion. Living entities are also Krishna's expansions, the minute expansions. And Paramatma is the personal expansion, self-same expansion is known as Paramatma. And living entities are separated expansions or minute expansions. Nonetheless, we are also Krishna's expansions. This point immediately makes us realize about our relationship with Krishna. So, very important points we are hearing, although we are always hearing the same point. But it is time for us to realize the point, means to derive full benefit of knowing absolute truth and achieve the perfection of life. Now, going to the next, 162. Haribol, do you hear me? I have some phone call, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, Mataji, we can hear you.
All right, thank you. 162. Krishnam enam avihitvam atmanam akhilatmanam jagad dhyaya sopyatra देही बाधाति मायया भावाति देही भावाति मायया कृष्णम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एनम दिस अबेही जस्ट ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड त्वम यू आत्मनम द सोल अखिल आत्मनम ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज जगत हिताय द बेनिफिट ऑफ द होल यूनिवर्स सह ही अपि सर्टेनली Atra, here, Dehi, a human being, Eva, like Avati, appears Mayaya by his internal potency. You should know Krishna as the original soul of all Atmas, living entities. For the benefit of the whole universe, he has, out of his godless mercy, appeared as the ordinary human being. He has done this with the strength of his own internal potency. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.55. Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukadev Goswami why Krishna was so beloved by the residents of Vrindavan, who loved him even more than their own offspring or life itself. At that time, Shukadev Goswami replied that everyone's atma or soul is very, very dear, especially to all living entities who have accepted material bodies. However, that atma, the spirit soul, is part and parcel of Krishna. For this reason, Krishna is very dear to every living entity. Everyone's body is very dear to oneself, and one wants to protect the body by all means, because within the body, the soul is living. Due to the intimate relationship between the soul and the body is important and dear to everyone. Similarly, the soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is very, very dear to all living entities. Unfortunately, the soul forgets the constitutional position and thinks he is only the body. Deho Atma Buddhi. Thus, the soul is subjected to the rules and regulations of material nature. When a living entity, by his intelligence, reawakens his attraction for Krishna, he can understand that he is not the body and part and parcel of Krishna. Thus, filled with knowledge, he no longer labors under attachment to the body and everything related to the body. Janasamohoyam aham mameti. Janasamohoyam aham mameti. Material existence, wherein one thinks, I am the body and this belongs to me, and is also illusory. One must redirect his attraction to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.7 states, Vasudeve Bhagavati Vakti Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahaitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Very important point. Actually, in our last verse, we understood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Paramatma jeho teho krishne rakongsho atmar atma hoy krishna sarva avatamsho. Atmar atma. He is the atma of all atmas. He is the soul of all souls. That is the verse saying, same point in 162. Same point. That is, Krishna is the original soul of all atmas, living entities. But a conditioned soul doesn't understand that. That's why knowledge is important. Without having this knowledge, we would not understand. As we heard in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maya mugdho jive nahi shato krishna jnan, jiver kripai krishna koila beda puran. We are maya mugdho jiv. We are enamored by the dazzling beauty of maya. We are enchanted by Maya's display of so many things. So we are absorbed in that energy. Maya mugdha jeev, nahi shato krishna gyan. Automatically we cannot achieve the knowledge of Krishna or absolute truth. It is not possible because our consciousness is totally absorbed in something else, means Maya, other than Krishna. Jiver kripai Koila Krishna Veda Puran. For his out of mercy, you know, causeless mercy, he gave us the Veda Purana to liberate us from this illusion, from this wrong conception of life. We have forgotten about our own identity. We have forgotten Krishna's identity and our relationship. That's why this knowledge is absolutely important for us. So we cannot perform pure bhakti without the knowledge. Knowledge will help us to come to the right platform to perform pure devotional service. This knowledge must be realized by us. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, came again and gave us the same knowledge in a very simplified way. And he made everything, all the process, very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is known as made easy process. Through pure chanting, everything can be awakened automatically in the heart. Or we will be easily able to, means we'll be, you know, able to understand the absolute truth very easily by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when we endeavor to chant, you know, pure holy names. At least you have to come to the Namabhasa stage. As we hear, Ek Krishna Name Kare Sarva Papo Khoy Primer Karun Bhukti Kare Udai. We heard in the 26th verse, I think, in this chapter. When you chant pure holy name, one chanting can eradicate all the sins which are the coverings of the pure soul. And then Premier Karun Bhukti Kore Prakash. Maybe not here, maybe in some other chapters, because I read so many chapters. And Bhakti is awakened, which will lead us to the pure devotional platform, pure devotional service, love or prema. Bhakti leads to prema. When bhakti is mature, bhakti becomes prema. So by chanting inoffensive holy names of Krishna, our all coverings of the soul is destroyed. The pap, the karma, the ignorance, all are coverings of the soul. And that's why the true glories of soul is not understood. So constant chanting is very important for us. And this is made easy process by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With quality you chant. Yes, quantity is also required. At least 16 rounds. Not less than that. At least 16 rounds with good quality. Means inoffensive chanting must be done. Then all the coverings, ignorance, all the sins, all the dirty things, contaminations, all will be gone. Then pure soul will awaken. And in the pure soul, the love is already stored. As love will be manifest. And we'll be able to see Krishna face to face, eye to eye. Paramatma, who is Krishna, is always visible within the heart. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hidayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundaram Achinta Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yam Shyama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So prema and seeing Krishna within the heart simultaneously happen. And love is there. Srila Prabhupada is speaking in the purport of this verse that Shukadev Goswami replied that everyone's atma or soul is very, very dear, especially to all living entities who have accepted material bodies. However, that atma is spirit soul. The spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna. See, because we love Krishna, so we love the part of Krishna. I am part of Krishna. I love me, myself. And what is that? Me? I am part of Krishna. So, because actually I love Krishna, so I have love for the part of Krishna. And because I live within the body, so I also love my body. This final truth or actual reality is not understood by the conditioned soul. Where can this love come? I love my body. I love me. Why? Where? Where from it came? It came from Krishna, who is Prema Swarupa, Prema Maya, full of love. So this is the point. Only realized soul understands. For this reason, Krishna is very dear to every living being, but unknown to living being. Because his mind is absorbed in the illusory energy of Krishna. Everyone's body is very dear to oneself, and one wants to protect the body by all means, because within the body the soul is living. I am living within the body, just like we live in a house. So house is also very dear to us. We take care of the house because we live in this house. Similarly, Atma is living within the body. Paramatma is also living within the body. Because of that, we love the body. We take care of the body. It's not that I am the body, that's why I am taking care of the body. This is wrong conception. Because body cannot exist without Atma or Paramatma. It is not possible. Body is active because of the presence of the soul. We should not lose the sight of the soul. We should not forget the soul. And soul cannot exist alone, independently. Soul is always accompanied by Paramatma. So due to Atma Paramatma, body is very dear to us. Now, due to the intimate relationship between the soul and the body is important and dear to everyone. Similarly, the soul being part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is very, very dear to all living entities. Unfortunately, the soul forgets the constitutional position and thinks he is only the body. This is our mistake. Jive Sharup Krishna Dash Obhiman Dehe Atma Buddhi Achadito Shagyar. We forgot that we are Atma. We forgot that we are servants of Krishna. Because that knowledge is now covered by the conception that I am the body. So this conception must be removed. This is known as Achadan or covering. So pure chanting can give us direct result to uncover the pure soul. The soul has the natural eternal relationship with Krishna. Similarly, the soul being part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is very, very dear to all living entities. Unfortunately, the soul forgets the constitutional position and thinks he is only the body, deho atma buddhi. Thus the soul is subjected to the rules and regulations of material nature. What are those? Repeated birth and death. When a living entity by his intelligence reawakens his attraction for Krishna, he can understand that he is not the body, but part and parcel of Krishna. So this point, this realization is possible by following Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. because all the coverings are destroyed. Chetadarpana marjanam. And then pure soul's nature is awakened. So this is the point. Thus filled with knowledge, he no longer labors under attachment to the body and everything related to the body. Now he is seeing the reality as spirit soul, as a servant of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna. Janasamohayam aham mameti. Material existence, wherein one thinks I am the body and this belongs to me, is also illusory. Means all are gone due to pure chanting, inoffensive chanting. One must redirect his attraction to Krishna. How? Accepting chanting of holy name is Krishna. That is the also meaning of redirecting our attraction to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janetyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Ahitakam. Being rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. So two things simultaneously happen. Detachment from the world means detachment from the illusion and full attachment to Krishna. At present time, we are trying to increase our attachment for the body and bodily related things. We try to acquire more and more, more and more things which are related to the body. In other words, we are trying to increase the bodily attachment. And side by, you know, little attachment for Krishna is there in the side. But pure devotee's life is increasing more and more attachment for Krishna and decreasing more and more attachment for the material possessions, material identities, material designations, material concept of life. So these things together happen when we understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, as Sanatan Goswami is also understanding. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also understood Bhagavad Gita as it is from Krishna directly. So similarly, we are hearing from Krishna, whose name is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, directly. And we must follow in the footsteps of Sri Sanatan Goswami, as he is understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and knowledge, the science of absolute truth. Okay? All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to this class. We have covered up to the text number 162. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanwad Pranam. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for beautifully explaining the different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, thank you so much for enlightening us. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Is there any question or comment here?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Gurangi.
Hare Krishna, Gurangi.
Yeah, so I'm referring to when we were saying that just as the body is important to the soul because the soul resides in the body. Similarly, the the Atma, the Paramatma, is dear to the individual Atma because the Paramatma is residing within the Atma, right?
Yeah, the main point to understand the why do we love the body? Because in a body, Atma Paramatma live. But the unenlightened soul or a living being cannot understand this point.
Okay, actually I want to stop you there, because when we say that we love the body because Atma and Paramatma reside there, the reason why, you know, this importance is there for the Atma Paramatma is because of how the body serves Atma Paramatma, right?
Well, that I didn't say, and also not Bhagavatam is saying.
Yeah, but that's where I want to get more clarity, you know, about this.
Yeah, like the point is, where from this came, this attachment for the body and love for the real me? A conditioned soul doesn't know I'm soul. Thinks that I'm the body, and they love the body, they take care of the body. But where from that came? Because body without Atma cannot work. It's a dead body. So unless we understand I am Atma and part and parcel of Krishna, we would not understand anything clearly. That is illusion. The whole point is to get out of this illusion and see the reality. Nothing will change. Your consciousness will change and you will come to the platform of pure, you know, existence, transcendence.
Oh, okay. And then, so the point in saying that the Atma Paramatma reside within the body is for the conditioned soul to understand that he is distinct from the body. That's the point.
Yes, and relationship with Paramatma is awakened also at the same time. See, seeing Krishna means what? See, understanding the relationship, isn't it? Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my Lord and Master. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is my everything. See, I go to temple. I go there to see Krishna means it is all in all? No. I go to temple to see my friend. Who is within me also? Who is within everyone's heart? Yeah? Seeing Krishna means seeing the relationship. So, seeing Krishna, realizing Paramatma feature is also relationship. Brahman, relationship. Paramatma, relationship. Bhagavan, relationship. And if I do not have any knowledge of Atma, Paramatma, where is the question of relationship? And where is the question of loving Krishna?
Okay.
Yes. Then, as you said, body, yes. Then I see this body is meant for Krishna's service. Then use the body as Krishna, means for Krishna's service, as Krishna's energy. The body has been given to me for Krishna's pleasure. So everything becomes so much clear to us and realized and awakened spontaneously. Just like a child, as soon as he wakes up from the sleep, he understands what to do, what not to do, you know, everything. So this awakening is very important. Be awake. Don't remain asleep. That's the thing. That's the point. Okay? Anything?
Yeah, so, you know, these analogies, the point, as you were saying, is to recognize the relationship between the soul and the body, but it's also saying that the, you know, just as the body is, you know, one point is that we should recognize that there is a distinction between soul and body. We are not the body. But also, you know, the body should serve Atma, Paramatma. But similarly, you know, we should also recognize the relationship between Atma and Paramatma. Just as we should recognize the relationship between Atma and body, we should also recognize the relationship between Atma and Paramatma and recognize that the Atma is meant to serve Paramatma. Because because the Paramatma resides within Atma. And so, therefore, Atma is meant to serve Paramatma, just as the soul Atma resides within the body. So, the body is meant to serve Atma by.
Yes, that point we already discussed in the beginning. The material body is.
I'm just confirming.
Material body is situated on the spiritual body. The whole cosmos is also body of Krishna, situated on Krishna's spiritual body, meant for Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy, absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is meant for Krishna. When we serve Krishna, that is the service of Atma also. It's not separated.
Yes.
When we serve Krishna, that is included within service of Krishna. For example, pouring water at the root of the tree serves everything, all the parts of the tree. We have, all the things are meant for the serving the root. Or when we put food into the stomach, whole body is served.
Yes.
Similarly, main point is service to Krishna. So it is possible, spontaneous service is possible when we are fully awakened to the knowledge. That means we realize the knowledge. That then it becomes automatic or spontaneous. Right? Everything is related to this knowledge of Absolute Truth. Means a transcendentalist can understand these points. Totally awakened, completely enlightened, as well as enlivened soul can understand and act on the platform. Means we have to derive full benefit of this knowledge, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. All right. Anything else?
No, just wishing you and everybody on the call a happy Sita Jayanti.
Oh, yes, yes. Happy Sita Jayanti to you too, all the devotees. Okay. Thank you, Gaurangi. Anything else from anyone? All right. So, Priti Vilasini, I think we can end the class now.
Yes, Mataji, we can end.
Okay. Bhaksha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhuva eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namanam.